Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment Abdul Mohaimin Iskandar highlighted the significance of collaboration between village-owned enterprises and the Red and White Cooperative as key drives of the local economy. He affirmed that the empowerment-based nature of both institutions enables inclusivity at the grassroots level. Hence, assistance from various stakeholders, such as universities, is necessary. The Indonesian government is stepping up efforts to strengthen bilateral cooperation with Russia in the fields of higher education, mineral research, and mining technology. A cabinet member stated to this end, Higher Education, Science, and Technology Minister Brian Yuliarto visited Russia's St. Petersburg Mining University on Wednesday to explore potential areas for collaboration. And that was the news.
The man to hold you, and I will run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. It's better if he never knows I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you wasn't my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's what I feel. Hold my hand and then
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata, turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan
syajah. Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis
sambil merayu, lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cintaku, tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajah.
Lihat ke langit, bintangnya berkedip-kedip, semua merasa sepenuh hati. Ada di sana, dari mata yang selalu berkedip-kedip. Senang terlanjur sayang, harus aku katakan. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan.
Kita bikin romantis.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. This song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations,
like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karena Mereka also released this song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song Desember Kelabu. Enjoy.
Sudah
is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. From a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with this soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowo Bendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Cinta adalah udara.
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kimaatas Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kimaatas Waterfall is located in Kimaatas Village, Mapangat District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Sram Ratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. The water flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plain which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. Because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado, of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising path and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dika Sawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Sauria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sui. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are
keturunan.
Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for Musyawara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Day. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sau Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offering to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sau ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. it is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan lekai para, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting lekai para, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forests, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedah Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedah Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedah Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedah Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedah Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Bye.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Russian President Vladimir Putin acknowledged the deepening bilateral relationship between their countries during a meeting at the Konstantinovsky Palace in St. Petersburg, Russia on Thursday. President Prabowo expressed his appreciation for Russia's support in accelerating Indonesia's full membership in BRICS, the group emerging economies comprising of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and new other members.